We've already read from Matthew about the birth of Jesus, a very familiar passage. It says that they were to give the name to the son that was going to be born, Jesus. But what they also said is that another name will be given to him. He will be called Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. But God is with us. God's everywhere. That's what we say, isn't it? So what's different? What does it mean? Well, just to show you that, in Psalm 139, verses 7 to 12, this is where it says, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light becomes night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. And the night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you." Wherever we go, God's already there. We're never without him. We're in contact all the time. It's not like when we were on holiday in Cornwall, when we're trying to phone one another and the phone signals disappeared. You might only be half a mile apart, but one person would get a signal and the other wouldn't. And you're desperately trying to get in contact with them because you don't know where they are, and all the phone signals that we've been relying on have just disappeared. This is different. God is with us and we never lose a signal. But God, Emmanuel, is something different again. You know, over these past couple of years or so, we've all got used to the idea of Zoom calls, yeah? Or WhatsApp or FaceTime or something like that. In the olden days, you could just talk. Now you can see, and it makes a big difference, doesn't it? To actually see somebody's face, you can communicate so much better, because so much of what we do communicate isn't just the words, it's how we look, what we say. You know, sometimes things can get so misinterpreted by something that's written, which can be clarified when you speak, but it's even better if you can see somebody. Problem is that even then, sometimes you get dodgy connections and you drop a signal and suddenly the picture that was there just freezes on your screen. But you know, these days we can go even further than this sort of FaceTiming and being able to see as well as hear. We can have what they call telepresence. And what that means is that not only are you speaking, not only are you seeing, but you're actually controlling something as well, so that if you've got a robot or something like that, you can actually control the arms, so that if there's a room set out, there's a robot there, you can control the robot so it can move around. It can pick things up, put things down, even shake hands. But you know, it goes even further than that. These days we can have things called haptic sensors. Sounds posh, doesn't it? And what that means is you actually get feedback. They started it with some of the gaming systems, where if you're steering there and you're looking at your console, the steering wheel would shake as you went over rumble strips or hit something and you could feel it. Do you know, these days you can get haptic suits, so that you can actually feel what the robot feels. If somebody comes up and touches a robot, you feel it on your arm. Somebody comes up and gives you a push from the back, you feel it on the back. We had an interesting thing in one of the labs at the university the other day, where one of the guys was wearing a suit and somebody sort of whacked the robot and he felt it. Oh, it was real pain. But he got a solution, he just turned it off. And suddenly he's disconnected and not there anymore. In Greek times, they had stories of gods who used to come and were very much like these people in haptic suits. You could see, you could talk, you could touch, but they weren't really there. Emmanuel is a big deal. Emmanuel is very different to all that. He's not just appearing to be there. He's not just talking. You're not just seeing him. It's not a case of he can feel something. He's actually there. In John chapter 1 and verse 14, it says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Another version says, the Word became flesh and took up residence among us. It's something new, something very different. Jesus didn't just appear to be here. He didn't just sort of get a sense of what it was like. He was really here. Talk about setting up his dwelling. It's like he moved in next door. You've got neighbours. Well, Jesus became a neighbour. People could reach out and touch them. And he could reach out and touch them. When they touched him, they were handling God. He came as a helpless baby. He experienced development. You know, babies, when they're first born, are not in control of their bodies. They can't sit up properly. They can't move their arms accurately. They sort of reach out. They can't even see properly. They can't move on their own. They can't walk. They can't talk. And God, who made everything, experienced that. God, who created everything, knew what it was like to be helpless and dependent, fully dependent on somebody else just simply to feed. God experienced what we experience. He sensed, he felt what we feel. He suffered an agonizing death. He suffered sorrows. In Acts chapter 9, verses 1 to 5, it says this. Saul was chasing after the Christians. He was trying to get them, imprison them. He chased after them to a different place. But as he was going towards this place, Damascus, there was a bright light suddenly, and it fell off his horse onto the ground. Oh, not that way either. And when he fell off, he heard a voice. And this is what it said. He said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. He said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But he was persecuting the Christians. He wasn't persecuting Jesus. But you see, it was Emmanuel. And God was here experiencing exactly what the people who were being persecuted were feeling. It's not like telepresence, it's not like haptic sensing. You cannot turn it off. He knows what it is to feel sorrow. He knows what it is to feel grief. His father died, his cousin was killed, and a friend, Lazarus, when he went to his tomb, it said Jesus went to that tomb and wept. They weren't crocodile tears, they were real tears. He knew. He felt that sorrow. He felt that pain. He felt that grief. He felt that agony because he is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus here, come to earth for us to suffer an agonizing death so that we could be forgiven. He feels. He shares. He knows. He knows our lows. He knows our highs. He can experience it all with us because he is Emmanuel, God with us. And he cares. He cares for each one. He knows, he feels, and he cares. And he is God with us every day, all the time. He is Emmanuel, God with us, everywhere. Amen.